By now, it's so common to hear that small business fuels the economic recovery that people may not even think about what that means anymore. But there's a new report from Bank of America that seems to say that it's not necessarily true that small business hiring makes the difference in the modern economy. If you're a young business, you're actually much more likely to create jobs. Louise Story is the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Can you clarify exactly what this report from Bank of America seems to be saying?
Well, you know, it just so happens that a lot of small businesses are startups, young businesses, new companies. And what this report that came out talks about is labor data that shows that a lot of the job creation is at startup companies. But the real problem that this report talks about is that this is a really bad environment for startups. Startups are not coming into being as frequently as they did. Even in the last downturn in 2001, you saw much more of an uptick faster because startups were forming. And what this report says is that a big cause of that is the housing market, because very often people take home equity out or use their house as collateral to fund new businesses.
But isn't there also the argument to be made that part of it is just access to credit and banks aren't loaning to startups in the way that they were in previous years?
Well, there's definitely that. You know, there's a report by the New York Fed that says that surveyed all these different small business owners, and 59% of them reported that they had applied for credit and they had either been turned away or they didn't get as much as they wanted. So there does seem to be, you know, a credit quality problem. But again, this report really points to the housing market, because it says so many small business owners took out home equity. Actually, this figure was striking to me. From 1998 till the financial crisis, small business owners took out 110% surge in home equity, while most Americans, it was only a 40% surge. So they're dealing with all this other debt, which affects their credit quality when they want to borrow now.
Well, basically, to be clear, it's not necessarily true that small businesses don't hire people. It's just that the real distinction is it has to be a young business, whether it's big or small. However, young businesses tend to be small businesses, don't they?
They're small for a while, but of course, you know, Facebook was a small business at one time when it's a startup, and really successful startups grow pretty fast. But you're right that startup companies only have about 3% of all the jobs in the country, but they create 20% of all new jobs. And what it is because startups are often creating new parts of the economy. They're creating business and economic functions that didn't even exist before, and that's why they create these new jobs.
All right, but Louise, how do you fix this? Certainly, they can't fix the housing market. That could be years in the future before people are yet again using their home to leverage credit. So how does one then get money in the hands of startup businesses?
Well, you know, there's some different cities. You know, New York City is doing some things, and there's different cities that are starting to do some efforts specifically to fund startups. And I think as the debate evolves, where politicians are seeing that it's not just small companies that need help, but really creating new companies that are making new economic value is a key here, that maybe you'll see more political initiatives to help fund them.
But in the meantime, are banks taking the initiative to perhaps be a little bit more generous with credit for startups?
Well, I mean, of course, you could say this is a report from Bank of America, analyst, right? And, you know, so show me the money. But this report was done in their economics research unit, and it's separate from the bank lending. So we'll see what the bank does.
That seems a little absurd, but that's the way banking is now these days, I guess. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.